We haven't got a chance to catch up and talk, but you guys have learned in this new defense. Just talk about the progression and how the team's been coming along.
Oh, we've been coming along real well. Every week is a learning experience, you know, from the first mini camp to these few weeks at OTAs, and we got the last mini camp. So it's a progression. You know, we're taking it slow and fast at the same time, but I think it's coming along really well.
Everybody's been telling me about the terminology. It's just different learning the terminology. But break that down. What does that mean?
It just means there's different verbiage for what you're doing. Like in the NFL, there's a number of situations that you come across and you're going to handle it the same. But for every team and every defense, the verbiage is different. So just the terminology of it is going to change from the 3-4 to the 4-3, or even the same defenses, like it's similar 4-3s and similar 3-4s. The verbiage is going to be different.
Your defensive coordinator, Ray Horton, seems to be very intense out here on the field. What do you like most about his style of coaching?
Like you just said, his intensity. You know, he's always amped up. He's always ready. He's always here pumping you up. You hear him on the field giving out checks and calls, running around. So besides that, just the ferocity of his defense. You know, it's an attack style all downhill. You know, we're really getting after the guys. So that's what I'm most excited about.
Now, TJ, like you said, this is an important time. You guys are learning a new system, but with that, you're learning your new teammates and your current teammates. What's that been like?
It's a lot of new guys, a lot of new faces, but I think we've bonded well so far. You know, we haven't even gotten to camp, and guys are getting to know each other, hanging out on the weekends, and, you know, just doing the stuff that teammates do. But, you know, it's just learning all together. You know, no one's a vet in this defense, so there's no one here that's not dealing or going through what you're going through learning the defense.
And for yourself on a personal note, let's just talk about your mindset coming into this year's offseason. Unfortunately, for the past two seasons, you dealt with some injuries within your career, but what's been your overall approach as far as just getting yourself ready?
You know, I'm just taking it day by day, you know, doing the things I need to do to keep my body right. Stepping out on this field every day, going 100%, you know, trying to be a leader and teaching the young guys what, you know, this level of football is all about and how you need to approach it, because you know, I've been through it, even though this is only my coming into my fourth year. You know, these guys are eager to learn and eager to know what this NFL thing and what this Brown thing is all about. You know, they want to hear your experiences, what you've gone through and what you learned from. So, you know, it's good that I can share that and hand that down.
I'm glad you said that, because you are the leader now, you know, you and Joe. What have you been able to impart on these young guys?
Just like I said, my experiences, you know, right. What I've gone through, you know, what I've learned from. So, you know, hopefully they don't make the same mistakes, and or, you know, they can benefit of what I've benefited from, and, you know, just those things.
And just overall, what has been the goal for this defense as you guys head into the last mini camp of the season?
I think we just want to solidify, you know, that we know exactly what we're doing. You know, we're not going to be perfect coming out of these OTAs and mini camps, but we just want to solidify the basics of the defense, you know, make sure everyone knows their roles and know what they're doing on each play. And then the timing and everything else, they are coming together more and more when camp comes and getting ready for the season and preseason.
Now, what's your course of action during that vacation time?
You know, I'm just going to stay in shape, keep working out, come back so I'm ready to roll. And that's about it.
Well, TJ, best of luck to you. Thank you for your time.
Ryan, thanks.
Browns fans, this concludes the Cleveland Browns Report. For TJ Ward, I'm Jameer Howerton. Thanks for joining us.